climate of conflict. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. Researchers from Princeton University and the University of California, Berkeley, are looking at the connection between climate change and behavioral change. The team analyzed 60 studies on the subject from different fields: archaeology, psychology, criminology, economics. They found that throughout history, even small spikes in temperature and precipitation greatly increased the risks of social upheaval and personal violence. In other words, though not the primary cause of conflict, when it got hot, things got heated. The heavy rains helped spawn precipitous violence. The team found a statistical correlation between temperature and violent personal crime and rape in the U.S. Temperature and the ouster of leaders worldwide. Deviation from normal rainfall and large-scale violence in Africa. Global civil conflict and the intensity of El Niño. Many global climate models predict temperature increases of 3.5 or more degrees over the next several decades. The Princeton and Berkeley findings suggest warming at that level could increase the risk of civil war in many countries by more than 50%. The scientists say we now need to understand what causes the relationship between climate and conflict. Unless we find ways to manage or interrupt the link, we may be in for some heated arguments. With the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.